Today is Thursday, April 18th. The title for our devotional is Revelation Through the Spirit. The first 3 days of this week, we've been looking at Jesus' statements about the Holy Spirit in John 14 and 16, focusing how the Spirit is the Spirit of truth and our helper. Today, let's look at 1 Corinthians and how Paul also emphasizes the Spirit's role in revealing truth. In 1 Corinthians 2, the Apostle Paul is comparing the wisdom of the world with the wisdom found in the gospel. The wisdom in the gospel, he says, is, quote, foolishness to Gentiles and a stumbling block to Jews in 1 Corinthians 1:23. Yet, he says, to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. He reminds them that he didn't preach with wise, persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. So that, he says, your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. This is in 1 Corinthians 2:4-5. Let's read 1 Corinthians 2:6 through 16. Paul writes, yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Similar to Romans 8, from week 1 of this campaign, this passage is not prescriptive, but it is descriptive. Paul is describing the life of the believer and how they come to believe the truth of the gospel. He is not calling believers to be more spiritual in order to understand the truth of God. The natural person cannot accept the things of the Spirit because they are spiritually discerned. But the spiritual person, defined as one who has the Holy Spirit, not a general spirituality, understands the truth of God. Believers have received the Spirit of God so they can understand the things freely given us by God. He makes the case that the Spirit of God is the only one who truly knows God. So if we are to know anything spiritually about God, it must be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit of God. As theologian Karl Barth has said, God is known through God alone. This is why the theology of inspiration, that the Bible is written under the supernatural guidance of the Holy Spirit, is so important. To know God, then, God alone must tell us who he is, and he has done so in Scripture. When he then gives us the Holy Spirit, we can understand the truth of Scripture. Now, I love the field of apologetics, the field that seeks to argue for the truth of the gospel based on logic and reason. 1 Peter tells us that we should always be ready to give a defense, that is, an apologetic, for the reason for the hope that we have. The biblical evidence, however, suggests that this is not sufficient in the least bit for conversion of unbelievers. The truth of the gospel is revealed by the Holy Spirit. Conversion, therefore, is a deeply spiritual occurrence and can only be achieved by the work of the Holy Spirit. This means that our evangelism must be fully dependent on the work of the Holy Spirit. We must surrender to him even in this. We cannot argue people into the kingdom of God solely with persuasive logic and reason, although we are not excused from making foolish, illogical arguments either. Logic and reason are good. If this is true, we must learn to pray more and depend more on the power of the Holy Spirit for genuine conversion. We must learn to do this while obeying the imperatives of Scripture to always have an answer for the hope that we have and to go and make disciples of all nations and accurately teach the truth of the gospel. This approach allows us to obey the imperatives of Scripture while also genuinely loving the people we are sharing the gospel with. It allows us to present the truth of the gospel without bearing the burden of their salvation. It allows us to discuss spiritual topics that are of the utmost importance to us in a calm, civil manner with those who disagree with us. It seems to me much of our evangelism efforts in the evangelical church are too dependent on human wisdom, persuasive arguments, and attractive programs to produce converts. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with these things as long as we are not trusting in them too much. That's the place only God can hold. This approach and mentality seems contrary to what Paul did in Corinth. As he says in 1 Corinthians 2, 1-5, the verses just prior to what we read here today. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstrations of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. All this also means that our acceptance of the gospel is owed to the revelation of the Spirit. Therefore, there is no room for boasting and pride, only gratitude, thanksgiving, praise, and worship. For reflection time today, spend some time praying for those who don't know Jesus. Pray that the Spirit of God will illumine the truth of the gospel to them. Also, just spend some time thanking God for the revelation of the gospel that he has given you.